You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Virginia firefighter Ashley Berry takes her three children to spend Thanksgiving with her boyfriend's family. After dinner, Ashley bundles up the children and says goodbye before heading out the door. Suddenly, a car pulls up. The driver begins shooting. Berry dies, shielding her five-year-old son from gunfire.
Nancy, police believe the shooter's intended target was the apartment next door, and Berry's family was caught in the spray. Berry had multiple gunshot wounds and was rushed to the hospital, but died there of her injuries. Police suspected Daryl Taylor Jr. from the beginning of their investigation, but worked for years to build a strong case against him. As the investigation is still active, cops have not yet released the latest piece of evidence that led to Taylor's arrest.
4 years after Berry's death, shooter Daryl Taylor Jr., 30, finally brought to justice, indicted on murder. Luis LaRaga orders from a Florida McDonald's, but is very unhappy with his meal. He asks for a refund. Employees refuse, so he resorts to violence. Ripping his shirt off, punching a cash register, he goes in and out of the restaurant, gathering rocks to throw at employees. An employee approaches LaRaga, asks him to leave. LaRaga tries to punch him. Instead, LaRaga gets knocked to the ground with a right hook. Cops are called, LaRaga cuffed on disorderly intoxication and criminal mischief. Once again, not a very happy meal. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 50-year-old woman has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of her newborn daughter, whose slashed body was discovered in 1992 in a trash bag in a South Carolina river. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Stacy Michelle Raybon was convicted of homicide by child abuse by a York County jury earlier this month. She was charged with her baby's death 2 years ago after a DNA sample from a narcotics arrest in 2019 matched the DNA from the infant. Raybon told detectives that she delivered the baby in a van near Rock Hill's Catawba River, but then gave her over to a couple because she didn't want to keep her and never saw the child again. Prosecutors say she made up the story after being arrested. They claim the infant was found wrapped in sheets inside a plastic bag in the river in August 1992 and had been stabbed at least 50 times. Investigators were unable to identify whether the baby died from the stab wounds or suffocated in the bag. Raybon begged for mercy. She claimed her decision to give the child up to people she didn't know haunted her. Because the victim was so vulnerable, Circuit Court Judge Bill McKinnon decided the life term was justified. Raybon's lawyer stated that she is a very different person than the teen who gave birth to the baby more than 30 years ago. Raybon arrived in court in a wheelchair and is said to be in need of multiple operations. The girl was named Baby Angel Hope by members of the community, and she was buried in 1992.
Raybon will be eligible for parole in 2031 since her sentence falls under a 1992 law that allows for lesser sentences for serious offenses. Now to Alabama, where a jury has found a woman guilty of felony murder in the beating death of her boyfriend's three-year-old son in 2020. 23-year-old Yalnick Pride of Florence was found guilty by a jury in Lauderdale County on the first day of deliberations. Caden Garner died during the summer of 2020. According to our friends at WAFF-TV, Pride and Caden's father, Blake Townsend, initially tried to make it appear as if the boy died from being left in a hot car. However, investigators stated that Caden died as a result of blunt force trauma and had been dead for 3 hours when authorities were notified. A Texas prosecutor has announced that he will not seek the death penalty for a man convicted of murdering two elderly women and who's also accused of murdering over two dozen others. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Billy Shamir Mir's first murder trial in Dallas County ended in a mistrial for the killing of 81-year-old Lou T. Harris. He was eventually convicted in a retrial for Harris's death, as well as a second murder in the death of 87-year-old Mary Sue Brooks. Shamir Mir has maintained his innocence in connection with the crimes. Shamir Mir, according to authorities, preyed on elderly women, killing them and stealing their property. He was apprehended after a 91-year-old woman survived an attack and informed police that he pushed his way into her apartment at an independent living home for seniors, attempted to suffocate her with a pillow, and stole her jewelry. According to police, Shamir Mir was discovered the next day in the parking lot of his apartment building, holding jewelry and cash and having just thrown away a large red jewelry box.
Documents in the jewelry box led them to Harris's home, where she was discovered dead in her bedroom.
Laura Emanuel, a beloved New Jersey third grade teacher, leaves after school, but doesn't go home as usual. She parks her car at a Holiday Inn about 5 miles from home, gets out, and walks straight into a wooded area behind the hotel. When she doesn't come home that evening, she's reported missing. Cops find her car still parked at the Holiday Inn with her phone and other things inside. They search the densely wooded area with no marked trails for weeks. Still no sign of Laura. Laura Emanuel now missing nearly 3 months. If you have info on Laura Emanuel's whereabouts, please call Roxbury PD 973-448-2100. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.